Chapter 27. Moab and Ammon. Moab and Ammon were the sons of Lot, and these names were given to the lands where they lived, and all their children. Both of their lands were on the east side of the river Jordan, and outside the land which was given to the children of Israel. When the Israelites had finished their wanderings in the wilderness, they were told not to touch the lands or the people of Moab and Ammon, but to pass by them. But when Balak, the king of Moab, saw all the children of Israel spread out by the side of the river Jordan, he was very much afraid and distressed. So he sent for a man whose name was Balaam, because he thought this man had power to curse the people of Israel. He sent the princes of Moab, and they came to Balaam, and offered him a great reward if he would come and curse the Israelites. But God told Balaam that he was not to go, because the people were blessed and were not to be cursed. Then Balak sent more princes and promised Balaam more rewards if he would come. Then God said he could go with the princes, but he was only to say the words that God would tell him. Balaam rose up and went with the princes riding upon his ass. But on the way, God showed Balaam again how wrong he was in wanting to curse the people whom he had blessed, and sent an angel to stand in the way of the ass. When the ass saw the angel, it turned out of the way, which made Balaam so angry that he beat the animal with his staff. Then God made even the ass speak, and rebuke its master Balaam for treating it so cruelly. He also opened Balaam's eyes to see the angel standing with a drawn sword in his hand. We should have thought that this would have been enough to make Balaam go back, but instead he went on, because he wanted to get Balak's honor and reward. God permitted him to go on, but said again that he was only to speak the words that God would give him. Three times Balaam tried to curse the children of Israel in three different places, but each time God put words into his mouth which only showed how he had blessed his own people Israel. Then Balak was angry with Balaam and sent him back to his own land without any honor or reward. We may see by this how the will of God is to bless his people, so that all their enemies cannot curse or condemn them. But although this is true, yet when the people of Israel turned away from the Lord to idols, he allowed Moab and Ammon to overcome them for a time. Then later on he had mercy again on his people and raised up judges to deliver them, and you will find that Ehud saved them from the Moabites, and Jephthah overcame the Ammonites. Now we will come to the time when there was a famine in the land of Israel, and you will remember that a man named Elimelech took his wife Naomi and their two sons into the land of Moab to escape the famine. There the two sons married women of Moab, whose names were Orpah and Ruth. But the two sons and their father all died in the land of Moab. So you see what trouble they brought on themselves by going away from the land of Israel, instead of trusting in the Lord to provide for them in their own land. But you know what happened when Naomi returned to her own land. She started from Moab with both Orpah and Ruth. But Orpah went back to her gods, and only Ruth came all the way with Naomi to the land of Israel. Ruth wanted Naomi's God to be hers, and so she kept with her mother-in-law. God rewarded Ruth by giving her another husband and blessing her in her own soul with the favor which he shows to all his people. Now both Moab and Ammon were wicked nations, and worshipped their idols, so that God was angry with them. He sent his prophets to show what judgments would come upon them. Isaiah and Jeremiah prophesied that Moab should be laid waste because of their pride and carelessness and their hatred of his people, and the same would come upon Ammon. Zephaniah told Moab that they should be destroyed as Sodom and Ammon as Gomorrah. All these judgments have since come to pass as they were prophesied, and the ruins of these ancient cities can be seen at the present day. Now for the texts. The account of Balaam you will find in the book of Numbers, chapters 22 to 24, and the judges who delivered Israel from Moab and Ammon are given in the book of Judges, chapters 3 and 11. The beautiful narrative of Ruth is, of course, in the book of Ruth, and the judgments prophesied against Moab and Ammon are in Isaiah, chapters 15 and 16, Jeremiah, chapters 48 and 49, and Zephaniah, chapter 2.